Gianni Pavarotti will take Chicago by storm. And it's, of course, after Tears they came on and said the storm has taken Luciani Pavarotti.
I love Chicago Fire.
I was doing some groundbreaking radio back then.
Channel 7 is
high energy morning show.
22 minutes after 7.
Did the mayor and Ed Verdoliak accomplish anything when they met yesterday to divvy up some clout?
At 7:27, winds are north at 6. Humidity's 84%. It's 67 at O'Hare, 73 at the lakefront. I'm Karen Hand.
And I'm Mike Elston on B96.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Betty. As usual at this time, it's time for Sleaze Bucket News. We got the
and okay, that's when we go back to the DJ stuff. But there was at some point the birthday is going to be addressed as far as 30, or was that just when he turned 30?
That was on the day he turned 30, and there was no...
You don't have any banter about him being 30 or anything?
There was none.
It's just a reminder that, for me, really nothing's changed.
You sound exactly the same.
Yeah, tape's a little fast, but yeah, basically we do sound the same.
You sound very different, but the tapes are parsed up, too.
No, and I was really pushing, though, back then, Mike, on WBBM-FM Good Morning, because I had to talk so fast, because I only had a certain amount of time to say what I wanted to say.
When we were doing the morning show at WABA, isn't that the way the we call it a skimmer? It's a machine that when you key your microphone, the cassette recorder starts. And whenever you duplicate that onto another piece of tape, it always seems to run a little bit faster. Yeah. Or were you sounding like that, and we really sounded like that when we were at WAVA?
We really sounded like that.
Like we were talking like that? Okay, it's fantastic.
Because we were.
All right. It was higher energy.
When did we start relaxing?
After we left that station.
When we realized high energy is jive.
Okay.
It wasn't until we, and even now, with what we do now in some circles, what we do is considered...
Too high energy?
High energy talk radio.
Yeah.
we've had some say, hey, the show's okay, but slow down.
Yeah. There's too slow much... We've always hated
and
dead
I know,
air.
I know there's a lot of you out there listening saying, slow down. When are you going to put your foot on the gas pedal? This is the slowest show I've ever heard in my life. Well, we're moving at the speed we're moving at.
That's
so,
right.
So, Buzz, that's my...
Great memory. Those were great times.
It's a quick 20 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was.
Yes, it
we're
was. And gosh, you know, here I think I've got it covered. I gave Buzz a gift and a card and pulled out some tape from 20 years ago. But once again, the golden boy trumpets me and, well, let me turn this.
Trumps you.
Yes. Excuse me. Well, I was going to say trumpet only because.
You have trumpets ready.
We trumpets
have
trumpets. You. All right.
Let's go right to the golden boy. Ladies and gentlemen. Mike O'Mara of your Boston Red Sox.
Thank you, Don, and congratulations to the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
More pain to come. I would like to bring in my number one employee and a person that really has assisted me in so many of my endeavors.
The Golden Boy.
Can we bring in my butler, R.J. Diaz, please? Raymond?
Raymond Diaz.
Raymond, can you come in here?
This is not a joke.
No. Buzz, why don't you come over here?
I'd be happy to do that.
Mike's butler.
This is for you, and I'll put my feet down. Ugh, okay. Got to go to work. Come on in there, Raymond. All righty. Buzz, why don't you sit down over there? We'll have Raymond come in and get in between us.
There he is,
ladies and gentlemen.
Raymond Diaz.
My butler, Raymond.
Hey, now, where's the suit?
That's his suit. That's the way. We don't require like a business suit around the house. It's a black casual, like odd job. That's the way it goes. Hello, Raymond.
Wow, look at this array of
gifts. Hi, Raymond.
Good afternoon.
So
happy
here
birthday,
he is.
Buzz.
Thank
doesn't,
you.
Doesn't he sound like a butler?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. 27 minutes past the hour.
RJ, let me ask you, on behalf of everybody, how's it working out being Mike's butler?
It's a real blast, actually.
There you see. Could he say anything else? He loves being in my employ. I mean, how could anyone not? It's really kind of a nonstop party. It's a part-time gig. It's not a full-time gig. And we work very well together.
What's the most demeaning thing Mike has asked you to do?
Well, I don't think we'll bring that up on the air.
You can go ahead. You can share. The life's an open book.
Act Clear has really been nothing demeaning.
Uh-huh.
It's just after his long nights of festivities, sometimes it gets a little carried away. But it's...
Yeah. Well, I think what he's probably talking about, I know him. He's probably talking about the fact that sometimes late at night, when he lives on the other side of town, he will have to ferry me home first because I live way out, and I just won't drink and drive, so I require him to be the wheelman. Thank you, Rob.
I'll pick you up.
No, drop me off.
I got you.
If the night is late, it's a late night, and
then
I haven't
come to a
successfully
joint.
Found another ride,
so
if you get my drift.
So he comes to the joint, and he drives your car home.
Yeah, he will
unless
drive.
Unless you've picked up
Yes.
A honey.
Exactly. But we've also, there have been many times when a bunch of us have gone out to breakfast late at night. And then, but, you know, quite often, I'd say there are probably 10 or 15 times, Raymond has driven me to my domicile. And that's terrific. And there have been odd jobs, sundry jobs that have been done. And, you know, this really is, I think right now we're taking what RJ does, as far as I'm concerned, we're elevating it. We're moving it into, because we had discussions. You had joked on the air, you know, are you going to have your butler go out and get gifts for Buzz? And like a day or two passed, and one day I picked up the phone, and it was RJ on the other end, and said, are you really interested in me doing that? And I said, yes.
Of course.
Yes, of course. And really, all of these gifts, although Buzz, they're from my heart.
Yes.
Because this is my right-hand man.
Do you know what they are, Mike?
I know.
No.
RJ,
I have a general idea. Like, it's a this, a that, but I don't know what the specific items are. I left instructions. There was, of course, a price ceiling.
Of course.
That was the most important fact. And then I instructed RJ, do not purchase gag gifts. I said, buy things you think. He is a big supporter of the show. You know that. He's listened to the show for years.
Right.
Buy Buzz things that you think Buzz will really enjoy.
Oh, this is great.
And, you know, we had a couple of consultations. Would this be appropriate? I think there was a yes, there was a no. But in general, my man about town, right here.
Your butler.
My, what do they call? What's another name for a butler?
Gentleman's gentleman.
My gentleman's gentleman, Don. Thank you. My gentleman's gentleman, actually.
Your house boy?
No, you can't. Look at him. No, you can't call him a house boy.
No,
that's
very. Tasks.
You know, I'm a little insulted by that,
man,
actually.
Sir.
I think you've got to apologize.
I have a question for Raymond.
Yes.
That I'm going to hold up and simply give me a yes or no answer. Don't let Mike see it, please. Just yes or no. You're his butler. You would know.
I am believing it is a yes, but I don't have any exact detail to make that claim.
Come on, show me what the question was.
Does Mike get laid? Just curious.
He wouldn't be around me when that happens.
Yeah, but, I mean...
good!
He's witnessed.
here's what
he's
I'm imagining.
He's witnessed things, but I mean, no, really...
Here's what I'm imagining. It's some morning, and, you know, it's 10 o'clock, maybe, and
he never sleeps over.
No, I'm not indicating that.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your boudoir.
Yeah.
Suddenly there's a knock on the door. You know, the young woman says the first thing she says is, untie me.
Yeah.
But after that she says, she says, who could that be? And you know, you jump up and you're panicked by that. You throw on her robe.
He's not throwing me under the bus here.
And go to the door and you say, Raymond, now's not a good time. And Raymond's standing there with the mop and with the vacuum cleaner.
You got it all wrong. And he's not throwing me under the bus because really he's sworn to secrecy. This is not anything he had to sign. This is what an honorable gentleman's gentleman does.
That's right.
Sometimes in the morning when we're there, RJ will come in. He will raise the blinds and say good morning. He will bring us fresh squeezed orange. And then I will play with my trains. No,
but
he's usually long gone.
But you have a butler, and he's here now.
He's the only individual that has a key to my house. He is the only person that has a key to my house. And that is the truth.
And to your heart.
And to my heart. I trust him. I trust him implicitly. You build trust after all this time.
Now let's go to Raymond the butler for the presentation.
Wonderful.
Of Buzz's birthday gift, courtesy of Mike O'Meara. And Raymond, if you wouldn't mind, make sure you say every time, courtesy of Master O'Meara or courtesy of
Mike is fine.
Mike is fine?
Mike thought you'd like, that type of thing. I'm as excited about this as you are, Buzz.
And now, happy birthday.
Very good.
This is great.
Yes, Buzz, in behalf of your wonderful birthday today,
mm-hmm.
Mr. O'Meara has asked that we take care of a few things.
Okay.
And let's see.
I noticed
there is no chronological, or shall we say, relevance to any of the packages here, but I'm just deciding which one should we try first.
All right.
You sound like the butler.
Let's go for this one.
Okay, before the cards.
Well, actually, if you would like to open the cards first.
You want to do the cards first?
Which would you prefer?
Are the cards funny, RJ, or can he save those for later?
They're okay. I didn't want to stretch it too much with the humor, because that's what you guys do. Come on.
We don't need the cards.
Okay, well, wait.
Mike just clapped his hands at RJ.
No need for the cards.
Go ahead and open the first package.
Right, what do we have?
What is it, Buzz?
It appears to be a clothing item. Ah, hey, cool.
What is it, Buzz?
Well, it's rather intimate. Well, first of all, it's a long sleeve, no, short sleeve, like T-shirt.
What size, Buzz? Yeah.
And it's, well, it's extra small. No, no, it's medium.
It's a medium.
Which is perfect. Thank you.
That'll fit snugly. It's
a boy's medium, right?
And some silk boxers with $100 bills on them.
Hey.
RJ, what brought you to purchase these gifts? Why did you think Mike would enjoy these gifts for Buzz?
Well, you see, the boxers, as the next gift may approach, will have some relevance. So,
very good. I explained to RJ
the T-shirt. The Buzz Tommy likes,
excuse that me, RJ. I'm talking. I explained to Buzz that to RJ that Buzz likes his clothing to fit tightly, and that he's a sexual man, and that satin boxer shorts might be appropriate.
Yeah.
The dollar bills, totally his choice.
Your call. All
would
right.
Would not have necessarily been my choice. We'll
and
speak
how many,
about that later.
How many gifts are you presenting today, RJ?
Well, there's two additional boxes, but there are several things in both of the boxes.
Well, let's get right to it then.
Wow.
Right,
going for number two here.
Open it up, Buzz.
This one up.
All right. See what you have.
Very nice. A medium-sized box with snakes and alligators on the outside.
Very nice wrapping paper.
Yeah. RJ, do you wrap it, or is that paid for like at a mall?
Again, this is courtesy of Fairy Wolf Small.
All right. What, did you get a deal? You don't need to give them a plug.
And Buzz is opening it in. What is it, Buzz?
Another box inside. It's a Pfeiffen and filter, whatever that is.
What is that?
I don't know.
RJ, can you explain?
Why, it's a pipe.
It's a pipe.
It's a pipe. And filter,
a pipe.
I guess.
And don't be confused with any of the past goings on in the show. This is really a meaningful event.
Right. Real pipe.
This is a real pipe, absolutely.
This is the kind of pipe a 50-year-old would use.
Exactly. Yeah. That's,
you can put anything in that pipe, Buzz. That's fine.
Thank you, Mike.
Very nice.
And another box within the box.
What do we have here?
In the same box as the pipe is a pipe stand.
A pipe
very
stand.
Very nice.
How nice.
Very dignified. Thank you.
And again, that would be so you could mount it on your.
Let me rest the pipe in the pipe stand.
All right, move it along. Come on.
Here we go.
I'm getting bored. I'm getting bored. You're boring me.
It's lovely.
What's the other gift?
We wish to see some other gifts be opened.
All right.
The third package, which will go along with the satin shorts, I believe you understand.
The third package.
Package.
A slightly smaller package, but again with the snake wrapping paper on it.
He's tearing through those.
Perhaps
those
you may want to keep that box standing straight up.
Okay. Even with his arthritic hands.
Be fluids. Hey, there are indeed fluids.
What are they, Buzz?
From the body shop. I have massage body oils.
So you and your honey can rub down each other.
Oh, man, that's excellent. And citrus blend oil for massage.
That's nice.
Very nice. That's thank you. And a gift certificate.
There certainly would be one more item in the box, I believe.
Oh, there would? Down in further in the tissue paper here, one final small bottle of, it's a chapstick, but it's made of hemp. It's a hemp chapstick.
Very nice.
That's
very
terrific.
Very nice, RJ.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Very nice, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Buzz, you're welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
And wonderful gifts. I thought you'd like all those.
You did a good job. Thank you for remembering. These are wonderful. Thank you.
And they're legitimate gifts. All those you can use. I can't wait to see you in that baby blue sweater.
Can and will.
Very nice.
All right.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you very much.
You can read the cards later.
I will.
It's important to read them.
I will. I'll read them during the break.
All right. Thanks, RJ.
RJ, we're all done here. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'll see you to settle up the bill. You can put it on my account.
And RJ, you getting the paper there? That's good. That's good.
You did a fine job. I'm very pleased. Very pleased. See, now, don't give me that look. You did a good job. I'm very happy with the gifts you got.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, RJ.
Good day to you, sir.
All right.
Bye then.
Okay. There he goes. He's leaving now.
There goes Mike's Butler. Care.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mike's Butler Raymond.
Thank you, RJ. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Raymond. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, I am pissed.
Why? Why? He did great.
He could have done a lot better. I'll talk to him.
He did fine.
It's his first time.
These are very
he'll learn.
Nice.
Buying your gifts.
For by me. Your birthday next year, he will ace it.
Buying your gifts.
It'll be fine.
It's the thought that counts.
I hope you enjoy the cards.
I will.
Very good.
Thank you.
Cards that Mike hasn't seen. Now, did you even sign them?
No, he signed them for me. Raymond signed them for me. He said that they are not over the top funny, but they're lighthearted.
Uh-huh. Buzz, without open one, don't read the card. Just read the inscription.
Okay. Well, and many more. Mike O.
My pleasure, Buzz. Glad to celebrate your 50. How often does a guy turn 50?
Not every day, Mike.
That's terrific.
And then the inscription on the other one is, not to worry, it only gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, signed RJ.
Oh.
So it's two cards.
Hey.
It's one card from you
hey.
And a card from RJ. That's very nice. Thank
that
you.
Is unacceptable.
That is completely unacceptable.
Really? That says to me you'll want to see an itemized breakdown of the purchased
yeah.
items because
absolutely.
Really you shouldn't be buying RJ's
for
right.
No, no. I'll have a word with him. Oh.
No, please,
I'll
pull a counter.
Please don't. For me.
So hard to get good help these days.
Jeez. You might want to remember that.
Unbelievable.
Well, happy birthday,
Peek-a-Buzz.
He gave you
a personal card from him?
Yeah, it's signed RJ.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
All right.
But only after he'd given me one from you.
Yeah, fine. 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 Happy. No, you know, I'll speak to him during the commercial break.
Speak to your butler.
Yeah, it's, you don't give a personal gift. Those gifts and cards were courtesy of Mr. O'Meara.
Yes, they were.
I don't understand this.
What? Bring him back. I got 1 minute. Bring RJ back.
Yeah, he'll understand that he's made a terrible mistake.
Bring him back. How dare he?
I hope there's, I hope he's got some sort of explanation here.
And Buzz, that pipe, that old time Fred McMurray pipe looks good on you.
Thank you. Thank you. It feels good.
That looks good on you.
Hello.
Hi,
what were you thinking?
Yes, good afternoon.
Oh, what were you thinking? A little personal thing? I mean, couldn't you have done that on your own time?
Well, I was going to, and since you didn't want to read the cards on the air, I kind of felt that probably I could just give them both of them now.
Did you know that we weren't going to read the cards on the air when you brought them in here?
No, that's why I was only going to hand them the one from you.
There's a chance we would have read both cards on the air. All right. I think you know you've made a mistake. That's all
I
ask.
Gosh.
I just ask that you don't repeat the mistake, okay?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Okay, you can go. You may go.
Thank you.
Let me just say, if he was, and I don't have servants, Mike, but if I had one, hold on there, RJ. I'd make him go over to Buzz's studio, X out RJ, and write Mike O.
Capital idea. Can you do that right now for me?
Capital idea.
Thank you.
Buzz has a Sharpie over there.
Yeah. What's that? I'm sorry, do you have something else to say? He wanted to say something. I'm sorry, your microphone wasn't turned on. Just as well.
Capital idea.
My God. You try to train.
All right, Buzz, is he over there yet?
Yes, he's just arrived, and I have the pen ready.
And is he doing it now?
Yes, he is.
Our talk is over. Very good.
Mike, and signed Mike O.
Now. That's good. Mike O. Yeah. There you go. Now. Okay. Now you know how much Mike cares.
All right. Thank you. And you'll have everything ready for the big party this weekend?
Mike,
very good.
Mike wants to know if you'll have everything ready for the big party this weekend.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's a yes.
Okay.
Thank you. It's terrific. Okay, good work, RJ. You made that right.
I just want everybody out there to know this is not a bit.
No, it is not.
That's the disclaimer.
This is not a bit.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And that is wrong because...
I know, because...
That is wrong on what level?
On no level.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You're busy.
I'm extremely busy.
You got a lot of things happening.
It's not like he does laundry or anything like that. Me. Now, just thinking, thinking out loud.
Has he washed a dish?
Yeah, probably.
He has.
I don't know. I'm not sure whether he's put things away. He straightens up. I don't think he's actually physically washed dishes in the house.
Let the boy buttle. Let him buttle. Let the boy buttle. That's what
You know what I like? He's got a certain amount of panache.
No, I agree.
That's what I like. I mean, he conducts himself in such a way.
He's a gent's gent.
He is. He does a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, can I say this without appearing to be too weak in his eyes? He's kind of like family.
Oh, no.
He's really kind of like family.
Has he ever been in your bedroom?
Been in my bedroom?
Has he been in your bedroom, your personal
I don't think so.
Area?
I don't think he has.
Not yet.
Because you're showing a lot of
when
love.
When we're on the road, slept together. No.
You're showing a lot of love for a salaried employee
yes.
who's on your payroll. I mean, that's...
A salaried employee.
That's wonderful in this day and age.
Yes.
I mean, look at us. We're salaried employees, and we can't get light bulbs for our studio.
I understand.
Yet here you are giving love.
Don, it's just like somebody once told me, treat your customers well, treat your employees better.
Yeah.
And I live by that credo.
Good for you.
And boy, now do I feel dumb.
Really?
You know. That I actually got in the car and drove to the store to buy the gift for Buzz.
Yeah.
Egg on my face.
I understand.
How about you, Rob? You do it yourself?
Handled everything on my own.
On your own?
Yeah, very nice. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Need I remind you? What you two gentlemen have in your lives that I don't have, they're called wives. And when you are a Bill Bixby, you simply you know, bring a gentleman's gentleman. When you are a...
My wife did nothing to help me on this, though.
It doesn't matter. It's the other elements of your life that they help out in. I'm Brian Keith. Don't you understand? Isn't it clear to you?
Hate family affair. Okay, I got you. All right. You're a busy socialite. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a butler. I'm down with that.
It's essential.
That's right. I'm okay with
and
that.
And I moved this week, too. I moved from the east to the west wing.
That your
was,
home?
That was taxing.
Let me explain.
I mean,
that
I supervised.
Mike moved from upstairs to downstairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he moved some bedrooms around.
Yes, I did.
Fewer stairs.
Overwhelming success, I might add.
And did RJ do a lot of that?
No, this particular move was handled by professionals. Not that he's not professional. It's wonderful.
Welcome to Family Affair.
Aha! Greetings, RJ. What is for dinner this evening? Which tie? Should it be the blue or the red tie? Time to go out.
Mr. O'Mara, your choice of condoms, ribbed, lubricated.
I think I'll go with the ultra-thin rib this evening, RJ. Thank you. Breast pocket, please. Ah, what a wonderful evening I'm going to have. You wait right here.
He's got one of those little whisk brushes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you stand in front of the mirror and he's doing that thing, getting the hair off your shoulders or whatever.
Yeah. RJ, the guests have arrived. Very good. Yeah, right.
Draw my bath. RJ, wash me.
Oh, no. Hasn't gotten to that level yet.
Wash me. Well, happy birthday, Buzz.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you all.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This Sunday, the Redskins are taking the bus to Pittsburgh because Joe is salivating for a Ben Roethlisberger with Heinz Ward sauce. Pittsburgh might be favored, but all Liddell bets are off. On the sidelines, Bill cowers as Antonio pierces and James thrashes the Steelers. And the Redskins get their Ronaldo win. Redskins, Steelers, this Sunday on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Hold everything! It's CompUSA's incredible 6-hour sale. Wednesday from 4 to 10 p.m. only. Incredible savings on technology that you gotta have. Mega deals you can't afford to miss. CompUSA's 6-hour Moonlight Madness sale.
Wool sweaters make you itchy. So do stocking caps. Flannel shirts and furry slippers all make you wanna scratch. But the best kind of scratching you really wanna do is when a friend or loved one.
Gingerbread dough, stocking stuffer, candy cane cash, winter doubler. Four fun-filled new holiday scratch games from the Virginia Lottery. Get all four at your favorite lottery retailer.
Scratchers! Fish a cut bait, Sharky. You in or not?
Oh, I'm in, chum.
I can never tell from your poker face.
Yeah, you want to talk about faces, hammerhead.
All right, all right. Hey, where's our dealer?
That was the dealer. I thought it was the free buffet.
Are you a card shark, hungry for action? How about Vegas action? A new scratcher from the Virginia Lottery. Top prize, 500,000 clams. The dollars. Top prize chance is 1 in 735,000. For more scratcher action, ask for Hands Down and draw poker.
Be there Tuesday, November 30th at 8 on TBS.
Just right back if you hear it.
One of TV's most beloved sitcoms is now the most anticipated new reality series of the season.
Gilligan?
It's the real Gilligan's Island on TBS. A group of real-life castaways on a real deserted island with one really big surprise.
No freaking way!
Two groups of castaways facing off head-to-head, trying to get rescued. Two Gilligans, two Gingers.
It's not really like going head-to-head. It's like going head-to-boot.
But two Mrs. Howells may be too much.
There she is, the Wicked Witch of the West.
She's a real millionaire's wife.
We're in it for the money.
But this Mrs. Howell is anything but loving.
I can't believe someone would marry that woman.
See who gets rescued from the island this time. Don't miss the real Gilligan's Island on TBS. Series premiere Tuesday, November 30th at 8. Only on TBS.
On TBS, it's on TBS.
Very funny.
Last year, I went to my brother and sister-in-law's holiday party, like I do every year. My sister-in-law, Darlene, gave me an air kiss.
Mwah.
She looked at my feet.
Those are such cute shoes.
She looked at my neck.
What a fabulous necklace.
Then she looked at my hair.
I love your, shoes.
Now it's this year's holiday party, which is going to be very different. Because yesterday, I went to Haircuttery, where for just $14, I got a really good cut. While I was there, I treated myself to a little holiday color. I left Haircuttery with hair that has style, a little sass, and is cuter than my shoes or my jewelry. Oh, here comes Darlene.
Mwah.
She looks right at me. I love your hair. Thanks, Darlene. I love your, how have you been? I love the holidays.
Right now, get a unique retro bag free with a purchase of $20 or more of hair care products. Great for holiday gifts. Haircuttery. More is less.
I thought we were going to be alone.
Oops, sorry. Hope I didn't get any on your shirt.
No, I'm good.
Why is that woman rubbing sunblock on your face?
This is Dr. Simon, my dermatologist.
Hi. SPF 30?
Maybe later.
Are you ready to order?
Bob, let me get this.
And you are?
Dr. Mason, Bob's internist. I'd go with a grilled salmon. The omega-3 oils are really beneficial.
Oh, how nice. Hey, what the?
That's Dr. Freeman, my cardiologist.
Just checking your blood pressure, miss. You seem a bit flushed.
I just wasn't expecting to get all this attention.
With Kaiser Permanente, you don't have to be famous to have an entourage. That's because you not only get your own doctor, you get a whole team of specialists. And whether it's your personal doctor, your cardiologist, or your pharmacist, each has access to your medical history, so they know what works best for you.
You okay in that chair, Bob?
Let me guess. Orthopedic surgeon, right?
You got it.
Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20849.
In this brochure about car insurance, it says that Geico pioneered direct-to-consumer savings over 65 years ago. I don't think so.
Geico Auto Insurance, this is Mary. How may I help you?
Yeah, Mary, it says here in your brochure that you pioneered direct-to-consumer savings?
That's correct.
Is that right? Okay, well, straighten me out here. People have been calling Geico for over 65 years?
Well, yes, that's right.
Mary, I hate to rain on your parade, but the telephone wasn't even invented 65 years ago.
Well, actually, it was, sir.
Okay, it was?
Yes, the telephone was invented in 1876.
Well, you sure about that?
Mm-hmm, I'm absolutely sure.
All right, let me do the math here. Yeah, it's more than 65 years. Okay, my mistake.
Okay.
What year was the saxophone invented?
Call the car insurance company that invented direct-to-consumer savings. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're looking for a local bank you can work with, look to Potomac Bank of Virginia in Fairfax. Potomac Bank of Virginia was founded in 1998 by executives from big national banks who decided that they wanted to spend the rest of their careers dealing with customers instead of bureaucracy. If that sounds like your kind of bank, call Joe Humphreys at 703-319-9000. That's 703-319-9000. On the web at PotomacBank.com.
Someday you'll be old. You'll live in Florida and play bingo all wrinkly and saggy and pale. Your bones will turn brittle and you'll drive slowly. Some of you will lose your teeth and most of you will lose your hair. You'll be stiff, hard of hearing. You'll be old. And you know what? I'm insanely jealous.
Half of all new HIV infections are contracted by people under the age of 25. But it doesn't have to be that way. HIV is preventable. Learn more at knowhivaids.org.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia, also Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there? The Tom Gavin Show right here. Fairfax, Virginia. It's snowing out there. Guys, watch the road. It is icy. It is icy out there, guys. Give us a call. 560-55. We're going to have Incredible Johnson coming on next after these commercials. We're going to be running some PSAs.
Fairfax, Annandale, Weston. 94.5 WCXS, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. WCXS, 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable, 27. How y'all doing out there, guys? Today is is my anniversary on my show today. Give me a call, WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there? I got a special request. The people of it, WNVT, Channel 53 and 56. Fred just called in. Give us a call back, Fred, if you need any more requests. Yeah, hey y'all doing out there? This is the Tom Gavin Show. Everybody over there at Channel 53 can call 560-55-560-55.
The Don and Mike Show.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, right. And we've all been enjoying that little tape from Thomas Aloysius Gavin, but now it's time to get back into the best of Don and Mike and all that. And the heavy breathing. Anyway, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. It is a phone experiment. Ooh, what could that be? Let's find out together. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
I don't know. Is it maybe 5 minutes? Take phone calls. Except we won't take the phone calls. Yeah, we're saying we're trying something new here.
Okay.
We'll just see what people have to say.
Good.
Just see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
All right, now I put him on with some other guy. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Dynamite. They put us on, just the two of us together. Hey, Don, I just want to let you know who's sponsoring NASCAR now. Mr. Clean!
You can go ahead and talk. They can't hear you. Oh, Mike's on number three. Sorry. There you go.
They can't hear us, right?
They can't hear us.
Okay.
But now, they're not talking to each other.
It's unfortunate. They're just freezing up.
All right, I'll go to two other ones.
The electorate.
Go there. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, Boston's done. Boston's not even going to make it.
And I've added another caller.
Hello? You know that.
Hello?
You know that, right, Mike? Mike, Boston's not going anywhere. You know that.
Now I'll add another one.
Yeah, the only guy that's is the jerk.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Congratulations to Mr. Mike O'Meara and the Boston Red Sox. Yes, indeed.
There you go.
Yeah, they're going real far. Back to Boston.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, it's one of those things.
Hello.
Hi, Don. I just wanted to say that of all the people who have been doing...
Why is Boston got sucked?
Of all the people who have been doing...
This is what happens when we're not there to control.
Hello.
You see?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Introduce yourselves.
Here's a bright guy. Good.
Fuck you, tools.
Oh, God. You give him a little room.
Nice.
Yeah, right. There's the guy that dropped the apple.
Why does Boston guy stink so bad?
Okay, hold on.
God.
Let me get it right.
Idiot.
Hello.
It's a gold.
Hello. You know the difference between Yankee Stadium and a cactus?
Hello.
Hello. On a cactus, they're on the outside.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. What's going on? How about those Boston Red Sox?
Boston Red Sox, man. They're going to rock all the way. Them and the Cubs.
They're going to take it to the end, and they're going to win the whole entire thing. It's going to be like the Florida 97.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hey. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, this is Rudy Munchkin. Yeah, I like...
You like... I like...
Hello?
Wow. Okay, let me clear all these out. We'll start again.
You going to start with a new group?
This is really rude.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling you. This is Dr. Don and Mike. I wanted to wish Buzz a happy birthday.
Hey there.
Now we've stumbled on the perfect call.
This could work.
Hey there.
What is that sound?
Hey there.
And it's the original guy.
Okay, you know what? I know you guys don't like Sacramento callers. I'm just calling to be nice.
Hey there.
This is the only talk show that I actually enjoy, and I guess I won't enjoy it anymore.
She's so stupid. She doesn't get it. She got to go out and vote for Arnold now.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, that's sad. Thank you, lady.
I think she's gone.
Yeah, I know.
But hey, but how you doing, guys? Perfect.
Yeah.
Hello?
He gets it.
Hey there.
Well, let me try another line. Hello?
Bueno, welcome to the Don and Mike Show. We're taking phone calls right now at 1-877-365-3636.
Right, here's a guy who came ready.
Hey there. How you doing, mister? How you doing, guys? Hey there. Good. I see. Are you going to be rooting for the Boston Red Sox or are you going to be rooting for the New York Yankees? Hate it.
No.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear
Let's add another caller. Hello. Hello.
Hey, welcome back to the Don and Mike Show. How's good to how you doing, guys?
Oh, how you doing, guys?
I love it when we let them
how
go.
How you doing, guys?
This is like the equivalent of an institution where they've opened the doors.
I'm doing fine. Jack Kent Cook calling from the grave right now.
Yes, this is who this is. This is Jack Kent Cook. Domingo.
Everybody having a good time.
Hey there.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hello there.
Jackson, babe.
You're going to break it.
Don't do it. I think I have a new favorite bit.
Let it go.
And that's all the time we have.
Yeah, Don,
thank you.
Please,
one time again.
Please do it again before we die.
Yeah. You know, just we tried it for one day,
and
it was too much the day that we did the show.
It's great to do just like that.
We wanted to try to do the show one day without actually having to speak, that we would be here,
right.
And it would just be phone calls, and it was when we were on middays, and we were trying anything, and it just... It didn't flow.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
And I think, if anything, you've proven that, you know, frankly, the show runs on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That Mike, nor I, nor Buzz, nor Rob...
don't need to be here. Just be on autopilot.
That's it. Just turn the buttons on and let the people speak.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK. Last week, CBS launched a new amazing race. Now, the first giant twist.
Tension right now is high.
What are you doing?
I can't find it!
New amazing race, CBS tonight.
Unless you're planning on sticking with salad throughout this holiday season, add a Washington Sports Club gym membership to your holiday survival kit. Washington Sports Clubs makes it easy to beat the holiday bulge with 17 convenient locations and month-to-month membership plans. Visit any location now for special joining rates and a chance to win a month of free membership and personal training services. Offer ends Tuesday, November 23rd. Call 800-301-1231 or visit mysportsclubs.com for the gym near you. Washington Sports Clubs has tons of equipment and programs that work for every body, including Pilates, yoga, personal training, and the Express Line 22-minute workout, the fastest workout in the East. If you have kids, they'll enjoy the supervised playroom while you exercise. Keep your spirits high and your body energized this holiday season. Visit Washington Sports Clubs today for special rates and a chance to win months of membership and personal training. Call 800-301-1231 or visit mysportsclubs.com. Washington Sports Clubs, there's a million reasons to join.
Bigger, better, more buying power. 114 local stores to serve you better. NTB and Merchants Tire. Now they're one. The tire and service provider for your car or light truck. Near home, near work, near the soccer field. Anywhere.
Tire. NTB and Merchants Tire. 114 stores with the best service specials.
Pennzoil oil and filter change, just $13.99. Brakes, $79.99. Exide batteries from $39.99.
The best tire selection and deals.
Buy any set of four 80,000-mile Michelin Harmonies, get a free alignment. Buy a set of four select Goodyear radios and get a free Visa card worth up to $75.
Only at NTB and Merchants Tire.
40,000-mile radials from just $15.99.
Only at NTB and Merchants Tire. And the best price guarantee.
We'll beat every other tire store's name brand tire price, or your tires are free.
114 locations.
And there's one close to you.
NTB and Merchants Tire. For the nearest location, call 1-800-NEW-TIRE.
1-800-NEW-TIRE.
Know what they've got at Ferris Jeep of Fairfax Circle? Jeeps. They got a lot of Jeeps, over 300 Jeeps. Ferris Jeep has more Jeeps than any other Jeep dealer in the whole Jeepin' area, which is why Ferris Jeep is Washington's number one Jeep dealer. You know what'd be fun? Go to Ferris Jeep at Fairfax Circle, look at all the Jeeps, all the shiny new Jeeps, including the new Liberty, Jeepers, and the redesigned for 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee with a 330-horsepower Hemi V8 engine everybody's talking about. If you can hear them over the 276-watt amp feeding a six-pack of Boston Acoustic speakers in a vehicle so sophisticated it knows the difference between cruising and accelerating. Even the wipers have sense enough to come out in the rain. And thanks to Farish, oil and filter changes for life. The 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee, part of a big selection of Jeeps from Farish Jeep at